in there, a woodshed is supposed to be a little building that's pretty close to the house that will hold wood to keep it dry, keep it from raining on it, see. Mm-hmm. And that way you don't have too much trouble about when it gets like it is now, wet and things, you have dry wood to burn.
Mm-hmm. What about bathrooms that they have out?
Well, that was, they didn't call them bathrooms.
What did they call them?
Well, they had a lot of different names for them. Some of them called them backies, and some of them called them closets, and some of them called them outhouses, and mm-hmm. They were just a lot of different names for those things. And I recollect when Paris just was plumb full of them. They wasn't hardly, well, I don't know what they had up around the plaza, but all around inside the city limits, people that lived, you know, and just commonly lived, they all had them outhouses or mm-hmm. backies or closets or whatever you might want to call them.
Which name sounded the best, backie or outhouse?
outhouse to me sounded the best. Backie didn't sound right. And a closet, that's supposed to be a place where you put your clothes in.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that wasn't right, and so it was outhouse.
Do you ever hear people use any names for it that sounded really kind of vulgar?
Yes, I have.
What'd they call it?
Well, I can't tell you that, because it was vulgar, and I just wouldn't want to tell you that.
Do you ever hear any joking names?
Well, not as I can recollect. But now, way back there in the 40s, the government decided that they was going to fix all that stuff, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put a project out, and they come and dig you what they called a pit toilet.
Mm-hmm.
They call them toilets too outside that way. And they dig down 5 or 6 feet in the ground and they concrete the thing up, you know, or brick it up or concrete it up. And they bring it up to, well, like a commode, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd put a closet over that or a little building over it.
Mm-hmm.
And they call them pit toilets. And them dadgum things is nastier than anything you ever seen. They was. Boy, they'd stink you off the place and everything else after a while. That wasn't no good at all. Because I know we had one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing, they'd get filthy. Well, they still got them. They got some of them down here around this lake. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
They sure have, down around here Pat Mays.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't show them to you. And them things. Now, I don't know what they may have some kind of dope that they put in them now to keep them from being so filthy like they were back there then. But, and that's another thing. You see mosquitoes that get in there and germinate in that, mm-hmm. and they come out of there, and boy, one of them things bit you, you're going to have some kind of malaria or something. One of them bit you, because they was deadly poison. Them things, when they, you know, and that germinating that kind of stuff, well, boy, they made it real bad. They was. And when one of them bites you, it's just about like a big wall stingies. It hurts so bad, boy, it was poison.
Mm. What about the different kinds of animals that y'all had?
You mean we raised or
mm-hmm.
stuff like that? Well, we raised a few goats and we raised cows and hogs. And I don't ever recollect us raising any horses.
Mm-hmm.
But we raised. We used to have a lot of hogs. I mean, you know, 25, 30, 40 head.
Where'd you keep them?
Well, back there then, you could let them run outside in the wintertime through the, you know,
mm-hmm.
until people started putting their crops out, and then you'd have to put them up because they'd get out in the fields and things and root their
mm-hmm.
crops up, you know, eat their seeds that they planted. You'd have to get them up then, but in the fall of the year, they'd turn them outside, you see, and just let them go and run outside, and that's